This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It is Monday. It is football season. It's Dukes and Bell here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Guys, coming up, we're going to get a chance to talk to Connor Riley from Dog Nation at 4 o'clock to talk about the Dogs' first scrimmage. Also, we'll talk about Gunnar Stockton and Ryan Pugliese and what's being said about that as the Dogs get ready for their season opener. We were at practice today. If you're just tuning in, just joining us. Lighter workout today for the Falcons, not full pads. But they did get some work in, and I think, Mike, they're preparing to test the waters against the Titans.
Yeah, we had this Tuesday and Wednesday really circled on the calendar because this is go time, show time, where you really see what you got. And I know a couple of years back, this is going way back to the Mike Johnson days, we were here and it was Cincinnati came to town. I remember Geno Atkins was basically throwing guys around. It was like the Kool-Aid man met the Incredible Hulk. It was like, oh, we got problems with the O-line. But you do get to see what you've got. You get to see a true test for James Pierce. Now, James Pierce Jr. can't pick up Cam Ward and break him over his knee.
Sure.
But you're going to see what Cam Ward's about. You're going to see what I'm saying, Day-Day. I mean, we'd like to see him get after it. But you're not going to see the contact. These guys still can't hit the QBs. But things get testy. Sean McVay says, I don't even like to have that second practice because coaches and the players, they go over it. Coaches get on the players. So Wednesday, everybody's even more feisty. That's when all the fights start because they got to get there and show something.
Yeah, look, they've got a couple of guys. I don't know because I haven't seen them up close. First of all, we're going to see the number one overall pick. Cam Ward was the first overall pick, so we're going to get a chance to see what that looks like for them. They lost their first preseason game against the Bucs. Doesn't matter. Again, it's about the work. Calvin Ridley returns. Calvin Ridley now is a Titan, and he'll be going up against AJ and those guys. That is going to be fun to watch. Then up front, Mike, they have a guy named Jeffrey Simmons who we were in Tennessee – when Art and the Falcons went up to Tennessee,
yeah.
and we couldn't block Jeffrey Simmons then. That was just a couple of seasons ago. Trevondre Sweat is there.
Yep.
They got some guys up front that pose some potential problems and are going to give our O-line an early look. Now, I think about last year, guys. Think about how we started. Steelers, T.J. Watt and those guys. We played the Eagles. Eagles front, we know what that looks like. We showed we could handle it, and these guys are all back. So that's the good news, but it's going to be a test in a different way because they're going to be doing stunts and different things, Mike, and testing our O-line. But I do have some players pointed out that I do want to watch, and I just hope, you know, again, some of this stuff, guys, they try to just to keep it real with you guys, they try to keep it away from us because they don't want us to they don't want to show us everything.
Right.
The one-on-ones is the best. If I get a chance to see the one-on-one, Lindstrom against their big defensive tackle one-on-one, and it's a passing situation, like that's the matchup because then you get to see real domination.
Right. Like, we know what McGarry's about. They gave him the contract extension, but he's the blindside protector. See what some of these guys do down the field. How does Kyle Pitts assert himself against Tennessee's
Great
defense?
Great point.
Do we see that same connection that we've already seen with, like, Drake? It's really 9 to 5 is like shorthand for Falcons practice. You see it every day. Drake makes an amazing catch. They were doing a goal line. It was a game situation. Made that beautiful catch for a touchdown. Would be a touchdown. We're seeing Pitts making plays. course, you want to see – I want to see the backup O-line step up because that's – you know, you don't think about it until it's at.
Until you need it.
And that brings us to what happened up in Philly today.
Yeah, no doubt. Big injury in Philly. Big O, let's get to fourth and one. Look, Jason Kelce was arguably and will be a Hall of Fame center, okay? He was a part of a great line while he was there. But I don't think there's any debating, Mike, that the guy that stirs the drink up front is their guard, Landon Dickerson, who is thought to have suffered a meniscus injury in his right knee today. He was taken off the field, and Eagles fans were losing their mind because right. This offensive line, tush-push, protecting Jalen, Saquon for 2,000 yards. He is a big part of that. And when they want to run the ball, they run behind this dude. Now, they have a really good line. Like, all their O-line is really good. But, Mike, this could be a potential big deal for the Eagles, depending on how long he may be out. Again, he's going to get additional tests, that is, to see what the next course of action is going to be.
Now, remember, guys, they've just done a great job. Howie Roseman and just the Eagles in general. If you take it back to the Peterson Super Bowl year and the Philly special, remember they lost their left tackle that year.
Yes.
And they were able to – and how many teams could lose a starting left tackle and go all the way to the Super Bowl and win it? So they've always found a good way to draft. That's why we're just talking about the Falcons and the moves we made today, because our offensive line, certainly in the middle, looked really shaky because they had the backups in there against the Lions. But, yeah, Landon Dickerson, next course of action, how long he may be sidelined. But people in Philly already saying they think it's potentially done for the season.
That's terrible. And that's a heck of a way to start. But they have depth. They right. do have depth. And I'm not going to tell you the guy that's going to fill in for him is as good, because he's not. But that's a big deal. We'll keep an eye out there. We told you a lot of quarterbacks played this weekend. It was the most frustrating thing for me because I want to see our guy play. Sorry, Ra, I just do. Joe Burrow, Mike, after he played in the preseason, listen to what he said.
It's just good to play football again. You know, the more reps you get at it, the better you're going to be at it. So I think Hobbs said we got 15 reps tonight. So we're 15 reps better.
Let's use that with Ra next time we see him.
That's it.
15 reps better. Now, as we said, Joe Burrow's had injuries up the yin-yang, but he's out there. Patrick Mahomes wants to play. Andy Reid knows something about winning Super Bowls. He gets his guy out there. Now, Matthew Stafford's got back issues, so he's not out there. And how about they had Stetson Bennett play the entire game? Now, McVay, he's the other end. I think that's why Ra does the way he does it. He's a disciple of McVay from his time there as an assistant. McVay's not going to put his starters out there. For what it's worth, Stetson Bennett with two touchdown tosses, he was 16-24.
He looked good.
Against the Cowboys.
He did. He looked good, guys. This was the Stetson Bennett we saw at Georgia. For Georgia fans, like, this was the guy that led us to two national championships. Let's hear what he had to say after the game.
Day after day, we're just doing the same thing. Just, you know, continue to grind. You know, don't get bored with the basics. And then that goes back to Kirby, which is just chopping day after day. And, you know, just keep working. And if it's not as good as you want it to, then, you know, there's going to be ebbs and flows and just keep on going.
Wow, a good dude, man, as we said that. You know, the coaches for the elite programs, their kids, their players become disciples of the program.
Yes, they do.
So here's the thing. I may disagree, and you and I may disagree with how the Rams approach their preseason, but they just draft. They just always seem to find the guys. And now, obviously, they gave Kyren Williams a big contract extension. You see Blake Corum, remember the little guy from Michigan?
Yes.
He had two touchdowns. That's probably the most I watched this weekend was the Cowboys and the Rams.
Yeah. Les Snead, former Falcon assistant general manager, has done an amazing job. And, Mike, he's been consistent as any general manager. Like, if you were to ask me, is Howie Roseman, it's Brett Veach of the Kansas City Chiefs, and it's Les Snead. Like, those three guys just continuously are able to find the right pieces for their team, and then they're not afraid to make moves. The Stafford trade was a big deal, Mike. You gave up a younger Jared Goff who had already taken you a Super Bowl and said, I want to bring in an older Matthew Stafford, because they believed that was the piece. They draft properly. I agree with you. Like, that's where you know your team is always going to be in a good spot.
With you. And again, you know, I want to see Rook Arororo establish himself. We could have had Braden Fisk. They took Jared Verse and they took Braden Fisk in the second round. So you're looking for interior line play and guys that get after it. Certainly, Rook, we have high hopes for, but he's got to get going. Just real quick, Matthew Stafford, supposed to practice Monday. Apparently threw the ball on Saturday, but Sean McVay says surgery for Stafford not even being discussed.
Okay, that is good news. news. I mean, because that would have shut him down. While we're talking about something that happened in the preseason, Anthony Richardson, you really gave him the business last week, right, talking about his inability to recognize
things. He didn't know what he's doing. I mean, and this, if don't take it from me, take it from former pro, I mean, I'm a radio host, take it from pro quarterbacks that do TV analysis that say it's a very simple, basic read. He's not even looking to one side of the field, and that's why he busted his pinky up. So that's on him, his inability to diagnose what's going on. Daniel Jones, is he going to get traction? He's going to have to in the short term. That's why I just drew it out there as a, I don't know what their intentions are. Would they maybe not be satisfied with what they've got and talked about Kirk Cousins with us?
This is why the preseason exists. Because if you get to the end of it and you realize we don't have what we need to make a move. Here's Anthony Richardson describing why he felt like he got injured. Listen to this.
I just got to get my eyes, you know, just be able to, you know, react to that. But just five-man pro, just playing hot. You know, I just got to be on my P's and Q's when it comes to that. It was just going to be hard for me to see anyway because my eyes are looking a certain way. But I just got to be keyed on when they're about to bring pressure like that. I thought it was about to be the nickel, but they brought it from the other side. So I got to be ready to just get the ball out.
Buster!
I got to have my eyes were looking the wrong way. He even owns it. And then he says, yeah, I know what happened, but you didn't when it happened. So, look, we're not being overcritical of this.
I'll be overcritical.
But no, because some people be like, man, y'all are making this out. No, Anthony Richardson, he's describing to you what exactly happened and why his pinky got dislocated, which, again, was not a big deal. They snapped it back into place. If it was a real game, they would have taped him up and he would have played. But the fact is, you got to see that. Those are basic things in the preseason. They're not bringing elusive blitzes, Mike, to try to fool you. This is just something that came off the edge, and he was like, ah. And I said to Mike last week, he should have got down or got rid of it.
Right.
He didn't see it.
No, again, guys, we have a lot of friends up in Indy, and just the breakdowns on this is he's not doing the work, and he's just not getting better. He's not making the adjustments that you need to, you know. And, look, we all knew that there was going to be high risk, high reward. You know, there's some Florida fans that say they weren't all enamored with him at Gainesville. I thought he was going to be a tremendous talent, but I just thought you got to get one more year of seasoning or transfer to a program where you get maybe better coached as a wide receiver. As a quarterback. That's what I thought Jalen Milroe should have done. Maybe you leave Alabama and go somewhere else and get it. Either way, he's got to get better. Caleb Williams is getting tough love in Chicago.
Yeah.
I mean, you're the first overall pick. He's got to get better. And the league right now is looking at Chicago and Ben Johnson, and he's not pussyfooting around. He's saying, look, you got to get better at this, and he's getting him some tough love.
Well, he realizes, Mike, because if you stay the course, 2 years from now it could cost him his job. Like, Ben Johnson is not playing around. Because he knows what works. While we're talking about quarterbacks, you guys know who else played this weekend? A guy named Patrick Mahomes.
Uh-huh.
So now Kansas City, first down and goal to go at the one of Arizona. They're going to throw it on the right side on a fade. And the pass will be caught! Touchdown! Kansas City on an excellent fade. Thrown to the right side. And it was rookie Jason Brownlee, an undrafted free agent.
He can say when he's working, wherever he's working, whether he's
I caught a touchdown.
Financial sector, selling cars, I caught a touchdown for Patrick Mahomes.
That's right.
Or maybe he sticks with the team. No, man, and it's funny. We could get into this later in depth, but The Athletic, because there's nothing else to do right now until camps wrap up, and then we'll see the cuts and the season starts. They did the dreaded tears of the quarterback. I'm not talking crying. I'm talking T-I-E-R-S. Patrick Mahomes comes in at number one. Burrow tied. Joe Burrow tied with Mahomes for one.
Okay.
You got Josh Allen, three. Lamar Jackson, Matthew Stafford, rounding out the top five. Jaden Daniels is next up at six. In case you're wondering, Kirk Cousins comes in at 25. Mm. Then Russell Wilson at 26. Fields at 27. Fields had a good outing for the Jets, by the way.
He did.
Looked really sharp. Michael Penix Jr. comes in at 28, right now, just ahead of J.J. McCarthy at 29.
Interesting.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Okay, our guy, where's Penix again?
Penix Jr. is at 28. He's looking up at Kirk Cousins. Of course, Kirk did have a good season going until he didn't last year.
Yeah, no doubt. All right, a couple of guys we heard from today. We're going to let you hear from them. Mike and I were at practice today as the Falcons continue to get ready for their second preseason game. Titans will be in town on Friday, but they're here because they're going to have joint practices over the next few days. We'll come back and let you hear what the guys said coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.